Yo, this is Bro Time with Peter, the podcast for dads with autistic kids.
My name is Peter, and I'm from the Agafonov family, and yeah, bye.
Basically, this is a conversation between myself and my son, Peter. He's a very interesting kid, and so I just want to share our conversations with the rest of the world. Conversation 6, 4th of December, 2017. So, Pete, episode 6, here we go.
I'm excited. We're going up so fast.
Can you tell me what's coming up soon, Peter, that you're really excited about?
What is it again, please? Sorry, everyone, I couldn't remember.
What did you get trapped under the other day?
A Christmas tree. When I was trying to reach the plug, it fell on me and bristles were on my back. I was like a toad scrunched up in a ball, just staring. I was like that. And I felt prickly. It felt like a real tree fell on me. And yeah, so and a lot of the Christmas decorations fell down and I needed someone to lift it up. I was like a squashed bug.
Wow. That's a very unique Christmas experience, Peter.
Yeah, it's so exciting.
Christmas is an emotional time for Peter. It arouses feelings of excitement, but also arouses feelings of sorrow and loneliness. It's so exciting. What's exciting about Christmas?
I get loads of presents, and plus, I get to stay up, and plus, more family members, because sometimes when I'm alone too much, and not with just one person, I feel lonely. Start to get very, very lonely. And then even lonelier. And then even lonelier and lonelier and lonelier until I'm so lonely I'm sleeping. Has anybody here felt that thing? Who is listening to it right now? Go ask us if you ever meet us.
Hey, so Christmas is important because you get to see other family members?
Some of them I like a lot. Uncle Sasha and Auntie Pat and Auntie Olga. One of my aunties are dead. Grandma, which is dead too. Grumps, which is dead too. I'm sorry. Sorry, I just like those family members, even though they're gone. Okay? Let me think of more.
You don't like hanging out with people because it gets too complicated, but that doesn't mean that you don't like people.
That's because I don't actually see them a lot of the time. I look forward to people a lot when they're not living with me and I haven't seen them for a lot of times. But you, I don't actually get excited that much because you're always here and you're not just staying away for a very, very, very long time. Yeah, which is why I get very interested in the other family members because I see them at last and it isn't for that long and I haven't seen them in a very long time.
Being Christmas, one of Peter's new obsessions is Santa and who he really is. So when I was a kid, my parents used to take me to the mall so I could get a photograph with Santa.
I don't think that's a good idea. I don't like it. It's not him. It's not the real one, which is why I'm really disappointed, so I don't take photos with it.
You've never got a photo with Santa.
Because I know he's fake. There. I don't even know if he exists or not. And I always know he's going to be at the North Pole. And only on Christmas Eve. He's never going to be in public. taking photos, otherwise they would be sharing his own secret, and then all of the people would capture him because of his magic and try and figure out if he's an alien or not. They might even abduct the elves and the reindeers. Magic dust, everything, which is why he can't be shown with photos, which is how I know that. I know it all.
Right, so that's why you don't get a photo taken with the Santa at the mall.
Yeah, he's fake. I know his beard is fake. I know his face is fake. I know his hat is fake. I know his pants are fake. I know his belt is fake. I know his magic is fake. I know his present gift is fake. I know his voice is fake.
Fake Santa.
Yeah, I'm gonna call that evil Santa. Anybody who's listening, don't trust the Santa that you see. Only trust the one who comes at night and delivers you presents, and the one at the North Pole. I don't know if he's real or not, because I've never seen him, but I think there might be a 98% bit he might exist. 98%. And if I start getting into the Christmas spirit of a little more, I think it might be 100 or 99.
What do you think Santa's home is like?
Very cold. Very nice looking. A factory of toys made of iron. I'm saying the conveyor belts are made of iron. And I'm saying, but one thing is, I don't know how they make the toys. Maybe he just summons stuff from all over the world secretly when people are asleep before Christmas, like at night time, and he snatches that stuff, and then he uses his magic to clone it and put the clone pieces back there so it looks like he never stole them. Like, he may have taken your stuff and he cloned it for metal, Dad. And I think he may have taken those cupboards already last Christmas and cloned them. I think he cloned stuff with his special magic. And then I think I know how they do it so fast. He kind of gets his magic to make elves have special energy.
What energy is that?
I mean, like the Flash. Flash energy. Like Flash's power, except it makes their whole body go faster. Like they build toys and go some places much more faster. And I also think it would be hard to keep the fire on.
What do you mean, keep the fire on?
I mean, to keep it warm inside there. I guess that's also why he gives them special energy. They would be shivering, too busy putting their arms on each other because they're so cold. I think he knows how his sled works. I think I know. But he has this special kind of like magic thing in a jar. Not a jar. What is that? A bucket of special magic dust, and it kind of puts it inside this hole, which leads into a contraption, and it kind of goes, and there are these two holes leading out into the reindeers, and then it makes them fly.
Wow.
I'm thinking this all through.
You're working through it really well.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking how we could do it in one night. Because without all of that stuff, it would be impossible.
And how does he fit all of those toys for all of the kids in the entire world into one sack?
Maybe he shrinks the presents and puts them into tiny multiple sacks. And then when it's ready and he takes them out and he opens them, uses his magic to kind of make them big again. So I'm saying it's kind of shrinking big. And then after that, I think he brings like almost every elf, and I think he also shrinks them in. But I don't think he puts them in the sack. A kid wouldn't want an elf for Christmas. Why? If a kid did say that, I wonder if Santa would give him one. It would be crazy if he did. Like, having an elf as a pet living with you, you would just... And if I got that, I would just go like, what the heck? Why is a tiny man vandalized, wrapped in a present, and also looks like an elf?
Okay, well, you better make sure you write your letter to Santa saying that you don't want an elf for Christmas.
Wouldn't it be funny if a kid just said he wants Santa for Christmas? He would have to clone himself. It would be hilarious. Cloning himself.
So apart from being a cloning expert and a shrinking expert,
and a wrapping paper expert, I'm saying he must still have the magic working while I'm in the night, so they wrap it quickly. And I think I know why the presents, not the presents, the parents don't wake up. Because he kind of uses his special magic to make them not hear at all, so they can barely hear. But in the morning, he makes it, like, but when it's almost sunrise, he makes the hearing go back to normal. Otherwise, it would be impossible. I think he puts everyone's hearing out. Otherwise, he would always get caught, like, bam, back in the slumber, bam, back in the slumber, bam, back in the slumber. He would never be Santa again.
What do you mean, in the slammer?
It's another name for prison in a intense name.
An intense name for prison. So he would be put in prison
for going into people's houses that would clearly be vandalized. Because people go into people's homes without permission. And plus, they might think he isn't Santa, just some random weirdo stranger. Sorry, Santa, for saying that. And they might even think the elves which they find are kids, which he has clearly stolen and clearly kind of will, like, force them to work for him. They will think that. And then they will ruin Christmas.
Okay, so it's kind of important that nobody ever sees Santa on Christmas night?
Yeah, except for kids. If they wake up. Because parents, if they don't see it, they will think kids, because it's just their imagination and just their dream.
How does Santa get down the chimney?
Well, maybe he shrinks himself.
We don't have a chimney.
Then maybe he just teleports himself inside. And maybe he makes it so his feet are very light. So his... I don't mean to be very rude, Santa, or anyone. I mean his weight.
What do you mean his weight?
I mean he looks like he has a little bit of weight on him. Like, very big. I'm sorry, Santa. I apologize if you're hearing this right now.
So wouldn't that make him noisy?
Yes, which is why I think he levitates himself.
One more question. Who do you think Santa actually is?
A magical spirit possessing a man made of magic. Which is already, you know, like... Yeah.
What's...
It's another way for death in... Yeah, in a cool way, yeah. I mean, in a calm down way, okay? Like, in a way, like, you don't want people to get shocked. I'm thinking he's possessing a dead man made of magic, which used to be invisible, but an old man's spirit is going in there, and I think, I know why he became Santa, because he kind of will, like, I think at night when he kind of will wandered, I think he saw wonder of the kids, okay?
The wonderment of the kids.
I mean, which he got interested in their amazement, their wonder, and their thoughts of what they wanted, because they believed in him. They believed everything, and they believed bit kind of like they waited for a long time and they kind of did it for him. They waited just for him, which is why it's caring. He does it because people care. Okay?
So Santa only exists because kids believe in him.
And don't put pressure on him. Just wait and wait patiently for their wonder to come. That's how Santa was created, I think.
And what's your wonder for this Christmas?
His sleigh. It's actually pretty interesting, like the way it flies and also his reindeers power it, and also a reindeer with a red nose. It's actually pretty interesting. That's the thing I think is more interesting in Christmas than anything.
Okay, Peter. Well, that's another episode of Bro Time. So do you have a Christmas message for your listeners?
Don't ever get an elf for Christmas. Don't get a Santa either. Don't trust a fake Santa. Bye, guys!